Hi, this is Ava from Vanta. In today's digital world, compliance regulations are changing constantly, and earning customer trust has never mattered more. Vanta helps companies get compliant fast and stay secure with the most advanced AI automation and continuous monitoring out there. So whether you're a startup going for your first SOC 2 or ISO 27001, or a growing enterprise managing vendor risk, Vanta makes it quick, easy, and scalable. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. Get started today at Vanta.com.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Monday, October 6th. I'm Zoe Kolkin for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI and Advanced Micro Devices have announced a multi-billion-dollar deal to collaborate on AI data centers that'll run on the chip designers' processors. Under the terms of the deal, OpenAI agreed to purchase 6 gigawatts worth of AMD's chips, starting with the MI450 chip next year, either directly or through its cloud computing partners. The two companies didn't say exactly how much the plan would cost, but AMD said it would be tens of billions of dollars per gigawatt of capacity. The partnership marks one of the most direct challenges yet to industry leader NVIDIA. A new crop of European tech founders are heading to the U.S. to seek funding for their startups, largely due to the heavy upfront costs for AI computing infrastructure and the need for specialist talent. It's become a concern for Europe as it tries to establish itself as a global AI hub to compete with China and the U.S. Comparatively, American AI and machine learning startups raised more than $160 billion in the first 9 months of the year, while Europe pulled in around just $20 billion. That's according to PitchBook. The region's inability to create big tech firms is seen as one of the reasons for its stagnant economies. And Verizon has announced a new chief executive, former PayPal CEO and founding CEO of Virgin Mobile USA, Daniel Shulman. Shulman will succeed Hans Vestberg, who's held the position since 2018. Vestberg will serve as special advisor to the company through October of next year, and he'll focus on integrating Frontier Communications, which Verizon announced plans to acquire last year for $20 billion. He'll remain on the board through its annual meeting. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.